Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor, and whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Tammy Kuzmich.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment
Sure,
so that
that's fine.
I can get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'd be just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and so that I can make sure I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Yes, it's 10296 Horizon Drive, and that's Spring Hill, Florida, 34608. I'd be surprised if you even have my correct address. Supposedly, what the person I was just speaking to, she said they elected to get a free ice maker. It's some kind of what the heck did she say? I can't remember how she worded it, what the charge is actually for, but I definitely did not do it. And if I chose an ice maker, I think I would have gotten it. Or if someone else chose it and has my address. I'm just getting tired of it. Not to say to you, but I've have so many disputed charges on my credit card, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I do want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure you do not recall authorizing the $5.74 for the contest for the ice maker.
I did not authorize it. So, where was the ice maker supposedly mailed to?
Yes, I'm not showing that it was mailed as it was a contest, so I'm not able to see who it was that won the contest. However, if it was you that had won the contest, you would have been sent an email on how to claim the prize. Since you're stating it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I do just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you want to check with your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
No, it's only myself and my husband. That's it. And I know he wouldn't do it, especially with if it was on, would you have my cell phone number? I think that's what you had. But I mean, I've had, if you look at the date on this credit card, I've had this since 1985. So I've had this for many, many years. And I'm just having problem after problem with it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking I'm talking to the credit card company, for God's sakes.
I do completely understand, and we can definitely get it filed as fraud for you. And as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now, pending the investigation. So that will take just a
Okay.
moment for me to get that processed.
That's fine. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to have to put the phone down for one quick second, okay?
No problem.
All right, thank you. Okay, sorry about that.
It's no problem, and I did get that process for you, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
That will take care of it, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.